From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. An hour of the best in jazz from the past and present, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me once again. We'll open the hour with William John Evans, better known as Bill Evans on piano, from 1977 when he was recording for Warner Brothers, and his late 70s trio with Eddie Gomez on bass and Elliot Zygmunt on drums. Here's the title track from You Must Believe in Spring.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going back to 1957 for a drummerless trio fronted by a guitarist. You might think that I'm referring to Tal Farlow, but in fact, I'm not. Tal was not the only guitarist in the mid-50s leading a drummerless trio. In this case, we heard from Jim Hall on guitar, with Carl Perkins on piano and Red Mitchell on bass. The album on the Pacific Jazz label, first released in 1957, is called Jazz Guitar. And we heard a piece penned by Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman during the swing era, 7 Come 11. Before that, the duo of Richie Byrock on piano and Dave Liebman on sax, featured on both tenor and soprano on this release. The album Unspoken, sessions recorded in Germany in 2009 and released in France in 2011. We heard Waltz for Lenny, and we began the set with the Bill Evans Trio from 1977, and the title track from the classic album You Must Believe in Spring. We'll begin this set with another jazz guitarist and another session from the 50s, 1958 to be exact, as we turn to Kenny Burrell on guitar and a jam session which has been released by Blue Note over two compact discs, Blue Lights, Volumes 1 and 2. This is from Volume 2. With both Junior Cook and Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Louis Smith on trumpet, also Bobby Timmons on piano for this particular session, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. This is Finupi. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music from French drummer Manu Katché from his 2010 ECM release, Third Round. That track also featuring Tor Brunborg on sax, Jason Rebello piano, and Pino Palladino on bass. Swing Piece was the name of the tune. More European jazz before that, this time from Sweden, from vocalist Isabella Lundgren, with Carl Bage on piano, Christian Lind, bass, and Daniel Fredriksson on drums. The title track from an album of popular standards, It Had to Be You. And we began the set with Kenny Burrell on guitar and a jam session from 1958. The album Blue Lights, Volume 2, we heard Finupi. You are listening to The Jazz Scene from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about the jazz scene, such as playlists, or if you'd like to stream this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit the blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is the Jazz Scene program number 1610. Well, we've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with the late Blue Mitchell on trumpet from 1966 and the album Boss Horn. And he's joined by three sax players, Jerry Dodgian on alto, also doubling on flute, Pepper Adams, baritone sax, and hearing once again this hour from the late great Junior Cook on tenor sax. Also Julian Priester, trombone, Cedar Walton and Chick Corea on piano. Mr. Corea featured on piano on this track. On bass, Gene Taylor, and on drums, Mickey Rooker. This piece penned by Chick Corea. It was a brand new tune in 1966, destined to become a jazz standard. Tones for Joan's Bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The great drummer Buddy Rich leading his orchestra from 1956, the track originally appearing on the album This One's for Basie, a tribute to the music of Count Basie. And his orchestra at the time featured the likes of Buddy Collette, Jimmy Rolls, and Harry Sweets Edison, among many other people of note. We heard Down for Double, a Freddie Green composition made famous by The Count. That track also appearing on a nice 3-CD set from the Verve label, each CD getting 20 tracks, and hence the album appropriately titled Verve 60. It's a nice, rough overview of the great recordings contained within the expansive Verve catalog. A lot of great icons, both vocalists and instrumentalists. The list includes, obviously, Buddy Rich, also Woody Herman, Lester Young, Wes Montgomery, Bill Evans, Herb Ellis, Herbie Mann, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Liz Wright, Oscar Peterson, and many, many others. A nice compilation. Again, the album Verve 60, a 3-CD set. Before that, music from pianist Alan Pasqua, first coming to prominence in the jazz world as a fusion keyboardist in the 70s with the new Tony Williams Lifetime. His more recent recordings have been acoustic in nature, and we listen to a track from his 2005 release on the Cryptogrammophone label, the album My New Old Friend. He's in a trio here with Derek Olskivsky on bass and Peter Erskine, the veteran jazz drummer. We heard Barcelona, and we began the set with Blue Mitchell on trumpet and the album Boss Horn from 1966 with Chick Corea on piano on that track, Chick also having composed that piece, Tones for Joan's Bones. And that does it for this hour of jazz. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Join me again soon, won't you, for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.